Jamie O'Connor is a fifth-generation fisherman from Dillingham. She grew up hearing a lot of misconceptions about her profession.
I think fishermen have always had a reputation for being cranky and salty.
The 27-year-old has seized the fellowship as an opportunity to combat stereotypes by telling stories of Homer's fishermen. O'Connor isn't sure yet how she is going to present these stories, but she knows she'd like to present them to the Homer City Council in early February.
I think it's really important that the community gets to know us a little better. What we do is pretty isolated. We leave and go do our thing and come back. And so I think it's important that we kind of let people in.
O'Connor will be teaming up with the North Pacific Fisheries Association. Each fellow is paired up with an organization to help them gain experience and to benefit a local organization. Association President Malcolm Milne says he's excited for area residents to discover more about Homer's fishing community.
You sort of end up in your own little circle of experiences or you know, sort of people that you know and that you work with, and then to try to go beyond that sometimes is a little bit of a challenge to communicate what you're doing and what your sphere has to offer to the community as a whole.
O'Connor won't just be telling fish stories. She will also be taking a look at how the association can move forward.
Sort of taking a look at who we are right now as an organization, doing a survey of our membership to see what fisheries we participate in and who we actually represent. Then we're going to be taking a look at our past and sort of where we came from, and then look towards the future and where we want to go.
As part of the fellowship, O'Connor will also learn about the regulatory process for both state and federal fisheries. Matthew Hakala is a board member of the association and a commercial fisherman. He says it's important to pull young people like O'Connor into the process.
I think that a person's got to stay active in the non-fishing part of fishing. You have to know what's going on if people are changing policy or rules or taking something away from you. You need to be on top of it.
O'Connor says the knowledge she gains will help her sustain the environment in the long term.
For young fishermen, it's vital that we don't just hang up our slickers at the end of the winter, that we do get involved because this is our future.
For KBBI, I'm Renee Gross.